Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Lower Extremity and MVP Parent Magazines, Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, UK Health Radio. Quick shout out to my colleague, Bruce Merrin, CelebritySpeakers.com. Bruce's first sports-related people with Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali. And believe it or not, he represented Elvis Presley all those years ago. We got a great doubleheader today. Michelle Blood, she is a former Australian rock singer-songwriter. Now she's a transformational leader and author, combining affirmations, visualizations with music. She's joining me along with returning Joel Franco, Chesapeake Films creator of the upcoming Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. It's been very exciting to participate in this project. Then it's some Bob Guider wisdom, my tribute to the late John Abdo. Michelle Blood, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. Lovely to be here.
Yes, you're my second Australian accent in the last few weeks. Dr. Samantha Pillay from Australia was on the show, first woman urological surgeon. So I'm really getting good at picking up the accent. Michelle, give us some background on yourself in the music world and how you became such a leader in the transformational field.
Well, I was a rock singer. I was with Time Warner record label. My band at one stage was so successful, we toured nonstop for 7 years. We were doing really great, and then I was in the truck, 12-hour drive from Brisbane to Sydney for another gig, and I was in the truck with all the equipment, and the truck driver fell asleep and went into a telephone pole, and I was in the hospital for months and months and months with, you know, so many injuries, you know, hip. I won't go into it. I don't want anyone to lose their breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Right.
But it was horrific.
Suffice to say, a very serious car accident.
Yeah, it was horrific. And what happened was people were bringing in tapes and different things for me to listen to because I was flat on this bed, steel bed. I couldn't even have a pillow because of all the injuries and traction. And someone put on a tape, Napoleon Hill speaking from the book Think and Grow Rich. And I didn't want to listen to this stuff, but people kept putting on this positive stuff for me to sort of attempt to uplift me. And that book, the chapter where Napoleon Hill speaks about his little baby infant son born absolutely deaf, impossible to get his hearing back. But he would go into his little son's room every night for years and do affirmations, auto-suggestion. You can hear perfectly, you know, just all these positive statements. And the little boy ended up, by the time he was five, going to school with 30% hearing, and he ended up being a great entrepreneur in the hearing aid industry. And that, Dr. Bob, is what changed my life. I just had a vision. I had a feeling that affirmations would help heal my body and bring me out of the deep depression because of the horrific pain that I was in. And I attempted to do an affirmation, speaking it over and over again, and it wasn't going into my subconscious mind where it has to go because my doubting mind kept spitting it out. Now, that's been proven. Studies have proven this these days. You have to have, that's why Napoleon Hill said, you have to have the emotion so that it'll go in your subconscious mind. So as a singer-songwriter, I had an epiphany. Hey, just sing the affirmation. I am healed, I know I am. I love myself, I am my friend. I kept singing it over and over again onto a tape, listening to it over and over again, had miraculous healing in my body. Journalists were hearing about this miraculous healing because I was a singer and people knew me. And in the end, I ended up recording hundreds of different affirmation songs and music and working with Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, Bob Proctor, I worked with for years and years and years. He even started writing some of the affirmation music with me. And it's been downloaded and listened to millions of times all over the globe. And that's what started me on a different direction. All the things that I experienced, I could put into my performance as a transformational speaker, author, singer, and it was so much fun.
You know, it's amazing, Michelle, the reality of the affirmation world over the years. Of course, you know, the famous Think and Grow Rich book, Napoleon Hill, all these great champions. You mentioned three of them, you know, Deepak Chopra, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Bob Proctor, all these people who paid such huge attention on the sports doctor, all of this stuff. I call it the mental game. Whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their parents, whether you're their coach, whatever that area, you're trying to stick to your diet, you're trying to feel better. The regard and respect for affirmations as well as visualization has really, really made a quantum leap in the last decade or two. I don't think medicine knew how to spell either word 20 years ago, but right? And by the way, you still sound great. I hope you don't do with it. But you're, I never thought of the combination that you're about, which is the combination with the visualizations or affirmation with music, let alone rock music. That's really, it's got to be a heck of a lot more fun than just the affirmations, I would think.
Yeah, like Bob Proctor, when he first saw me, because promoters paid me to come and sing at these events around Australia, he didn't want a singer. He said, I'm Bob Proctor, I don't need to sing. Some singer? What are you talking about? And the promoters said, well, she's already booked and we've paid for you to come over, so she's singing. Wait till you hear her. Wait till you see the reaction from the audience. So we had on a big screen the lyrics, and the first event I did with him at the Four Seasons in Sydney, he was only 60 at the time, halfway through when we had our break, he came backstage and he said, I did not want some Australian singer, but I loved it. This is what we all teach. But to do it with a whole brain experience, the lyrics in the left side, the affirmations, the music on the right side, he said, I remember every lyric and you only sang them once. And he
said,
I want
you to... That's interesting,
Michelle. Yeah, he said, I want you to work with me all over the world.
Yes, the science.
And I did.
The science that shows the effect of different parts of the brain, like you're talking about, whether it is the affirmations or visualization side, affected differently than the music side. You know, it reminds me when I was watching that, the Lady Gaga, the tremendous special with, his name escapes me for a second. He's had dealing with dementia, the great singer. I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Tony Bennett.
Yeah. Right. And he doesn't know what day of the week it is, but he did a 2.5-hour performance because the different side of the brain with all of those songs over all of those years. It's just really, really fascinating stuff. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you go back years. What were the topics? Who were the speakers? And listen to whatever you'd like. We have thousands of followers in the platform world. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter and LinkedIn, but a lot of great information also at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Michelle Blood, former Australian rock singer, songwriter, now again in the transformational world with the visualizations and affirmations. What is the website people could find out about all your work, Michelle?
Well, what we've put together just for your audience is over $200 worth of my best-selling products and music and my latest album and my latest book, The Magic of Affirmation Power, for free, absolutely free. So just go to Michelle Blood, michelleblood.com/sportsdoctor, and they can get all of that for free.
You know, you mentioned that you've, one of your books, and you do deal, some of your work dealing with children, and again, you know, these tremendous challenges we have, to say the least, with the pandemic and the bullying and all of these other factors going into the whole world of, again, that mental game. What ages do you include? You wrote a children's book, didn't you?
I wrote
a children's album.
Yeah, a children's album called Self-Esteem Songs, Positive Songs for Kids. Dr. Chopra actually suggested I do one for little children. And he said, because that'll affect them greatly. So I wrote all these songs about loving my family. I have all these little baby animals speak at the beginning of each song and tell them I'm a baby panda, where they're from. I put on all the different accents. And Dr. Chopra said my Indian accent for the Bengal tiger was better than his.
Right. Where are you out of now, Michelle? I know you're Australian,
California.
But where are you now?
California.
Okay. Are you still doing any singing?
Oh, yeah. I just put a new album out last year, Create Miracles, Affirmation Songs to Harmonize Your Life. Because nowadays, I can do everything from home. So I can, recording studio. I've got my own Zoom recording, for live events, which I put on via Zoom for people come to them from all over the world. And we have so much fun. We sing the affirmations. We do meditation. We do visualization. And one of the free products is something I wrote called Magnetic Creative Visualization, a guided meditation for people to visualize themselves healthy and well and wealthy. And that's really beautiful. People love that. And, it's if people could understand the power behind the mind.
Live radio with Michelle Blood and mixing it up again, you know, just talking about the fact, you know, there's not a serious sports team in every sport that doesn't take this whole mental game dramatically seriously. You know, the visualization, the affirmations for enhancing performance. One of my longtime guests, Rob Andrews, is a mental training expert with the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston. His specialty is the mental side of overcoming injury and dealing, you know, with some of these different factors. So I think, you know, there's a tremendous sports connection to your world, as well as whether it's high performance in business or whether it's, again, you know, with these young children. How has the medical community adapted to your work? Good luck to us.
Well, I've had medical doctors come to my events because they want to learn about meditation and visualization because, you know, they're told, hey, this is going to really help you if you've got a heart problem, no matter what it is, if you meditate, because I go deeply into teaching meditation techniques because it just makes people stronger. And it makes them more relaxed, releases a lot of anxiety, and it makes their blood pressure lower. And so, yeah, they were told, you've got to go and learn from somebody. And so I don't know how they found out about me, but they did.
Well, the world, again, of rest and recovery, important world of rest and recovery, the even more important world, especially, you know, since the pandemic, the biggest topic in the world is mental health.
Yes.
And the idea of if there has been any kind of a silver lining, it's been the world of Zoom and telemedicine and this ability to intercommunicate virtually, when we just didn't pay hardly attention to that at all. But the science behind, you know, these things and the fact of reducing stress and that, you know, the meditation being such a tremendous weapon. You know, years ago, again, people thought, hey, well, you know, what is this, voodoo? You know, today it's very, very serious, you know, with medicine and that whole mental side. I mean, you know, Bob Proctor used to feel that 25-30% of medicine, and Chopra said the same thing, was placebo. It was mental in so many ways. So This is a big deal, I would think, again, for the world of preventive medicine, chronic disease, again, where people are dealing with some of these problems, addiction, et cetera. So I'm not surprised that the medical world. How about the world of schools and education in order to include these awarenesses in schools? Are they catching on?
Yes, they are. It's been phenomenal what's been happening. But, I mean, I'm walking proof. I was told I would never walk again properly if I survived at all. And a year later, I'm on my high heels on a big stage singing to 4,000 people.
You're on your high heels. You better talk to the sports podiatrist. Oh, here I am. Right. You know, high heels. Yeah, well, alternate the height of the heels. Anyway, Michelle, give us the website again. Michelle Blood, transformational speaker, rock star. Give us the information site.
MichelleBlood.com/sportsdoctor, where they'll get the magnetic creative visualization, my best-selling video on how to meditate, my latest album, and some of the songs that I did with Bob Proctor, my latest book, all for free.
I heard he could carry a tune. Michelle, hold on. Michelle Blood, thanks so much. Hold on, Michelle. Be right back, everybody. It's Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I think we're hooking up with Joel Franco to catch up with this guy. Joel is the co-creator of Chesapeake Films and the creator of the upcoming Where Our Children Play, the Challenge of Youth Sports documentary. He's been on numerous times as we followed the progress of this great project. Hey, Joel, are you there?
I am. How you doing, Doc?
Good. Great to have you back. It's unbelievable, Joel. A couple of days ago, a football coach in Texas shot killed in an argument, hassle. Yes. In the world that we've been talking about, I've been talking about it 25 years, and you've been talking about it with your upcoming documentary, terrible, terrible example of this craziness and the challenge of getting this information out in so many ways. Could you give us some background, Joel, of the idea and development of your upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure getting a chance to talk to you. So the idea is very simple. We wanted to, myself being a coach and being horrified at how unfortunate the system, the coaches, the parents can behave on the sidelines, on the field, with the kids, the way they treat kids. So for us, we wanted to shed some light into what is happening out there. And what was so important for us was also to make sure that we offer ways to make things better. Because, you know, most of us, parents, coaches, we want what's best for the kids, most of us. I think that a lot of times what we have found while doing the movie is that a lot of parents just get caught up into the bad stuff. They get caught up.
Yes.
And they
like we've talked about numerous times, 4 years already, the reason I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic, in capital letters, of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. The pressure to push through, the pressure to win, the financial pressure. What's amazing, you know, the big business of youth sports, when you and I first had you on the show, you must be on a dozen times over the years. I first had you on the show, you talked about youth sports, the $15 billion a year business. And over the past few years, as we have you back and continue to develop this and talk about it, it's now up to $20 billion a year. We would talk about what a big business this is. And, you know, Tommy John surgery on 14-year-olds and tremendous overuse with kids taking over-the-counter pain medicine to try to continue to play when they're hurting because of overscheduling and, you know, pressures of parents. And what do you mean you're still hurting? You know, so there's a lot of negative side to it. And as you know, I have featured for decades a big part of the positive side of youth sports and have helped put together a faculty of experts, many of who are contributing to your project, to show that we've come a long way, baby, that there's tremendous new awareness and communication, but still, we don't stop seeing some of these events. You know, even sometimes we talk about pressure. The Little League World Series is now on as we're speaking, and I don't want to brag, but my old Little League team that I played for, Massapequa High School, were in the World Series. So I'm trying not to put too much pressure on these kids, Joe.
But they have to win, right?
Right. Well, they have to participate. You've had a tremendous amount of cooperation. Of course, we know right smack in the middle of developing all of this has been the pandemic. It's really, really set everything back in so many different ways. But how's the project going in your expectation of when the documentary might happen?
Well, what's been amazing, and even in the middle of a pandemic, which is still going on, and it's still causing us problems, we have been able to, like you said, reach out to a lot of people, talk to a lot of people. So right now it looks like if all goes well, like everything has to be work well, we should be able to hopefully finish the film. I hope by the end of the year.
That's exciting. I know that you're taking part in some different parts. Yes. What's the website that people could find out about the documentary and see some of the trailers?
Whereourchildrenplay.org. They can find all sorts of information about what we're doing, which I'm sure we're going to talk a little bit more about, because we just don't want to stop at the movie, because we know that the movie is just going to be one part of what we can do to bring the focus back on the kids. So we have started a lot of other things that a lot of other programs that we hope can continue the success of the movie will have.
Absolutely. You know, the continuation of a lot of our partnerships, our friends at the National Alliance of Youth Sports, who celebrated their 40th anniversary of coaching and teaching coaches, our friends at iSport 360 and their great app involving conversation and between coaches and parents, our friends at MVP Parent Magazine, where I have my column of the sports doctors in, our friend Rich Dubin, again, talking about all of these challenges and the fact of that little sentence you just mentioned, which has always been a key for me. Like you said, we got to get the attention back focused on the kids, that they're having fun, that they're staying safe, that these kinds of conditions, you know, mentioning Little League, 20 years ago, Little League woke up and realized that 40% of the kids were dropping out. They didn't want to play anymore. They were tired of the yelling and ranting, raving parents and all of these other things that go with it, pressure of coaches. And so there's been tremendous awareness in so many ways, yet sometimes, again, we see these instances and it just takes your breath away with the overzealousness many times of parents. You know, you just experienced the great experience. You know, you went to Europe, to Italy. Was it Italy that your son was playing in a soccer tournament, Joel?
Spain.
I knew it was one of the two, yes. And you got a chance to see some of the international side. You know, you told me it was your son. It was a great experience. How old is he?
He's about to be 13.
Oh, you're right. You're right, son. Right. Now, you know, the sports psychology side, how you doing, sports parents?
Yeah, exactly. But it was an amazing experience for him because he got to see something completely different, to be immersed in a different culture for 5 days, to practice in a different place for 5 days, somewhere that he had never been before. So it was like, you know, he was so happy. Because everything was more positive, everything was more constructive, everything was more, you know, the coaches were talking to the kids, not to the parents, you know, and that's a huge, because he felt like that finally somebody's empowering me, finally someone is listening to me, and he doesn't even speak Spanish, so he felt like that. I mean, that was it was a special time for him. He realized, oh my God, how can it really be, how good can it be?
Yes, it's interesting because in many foreign countries, we see the kinds of problems we have are much worse. There's tremendous overzealousness and pushing. You know, again, let's use the Russians as an example where, you know, with the taking of performance-enhancing other kinds of medications and drugs and so early and pushing these individuals in so many ways. It was great that you guys had a positive side in some of the international stresses that we're dealing with. And, you know, again, many times we see, you know, when you turn on the Olympics, you're looking at maybe the gymnastics and figure skating and dance, and, you know, these kids start very, very early. And it's always a difficult balancing act, which is how much is too much and what's over-aggressive, even many times what's sometimes too expensive. And, you know, again, like things you and I have mentioned about before on the show, which is, you know, whose goal is it? Is it, especially with these talented kids, boys or girls, whose goal is it? Is it mom and dad or is the youngster? And sometimes the kinds of pressures that puts on the kids. What's been your feeling on that stuff as you've been investigating all of this, Joel?
Well, you bring something up that I've been struggling with to make heads or tail about it, because it's something very, very, very important, And if we don't start talking to kids more and we don't ask them the questions and we don't start respecting the fact that they are not idiots, kids know what they want to do. And if we talk more with them, we would know what they want. And so for us parents, it would be much easier to decide how much to push and how much not to push. Because if our kids tell us, mom, dad, we don't want to do this. You know, we don't want to play soccer. We want to play tennis. We want to play volleyball, basketball, whatever the sport, or no sport at all. And then for us, then it becomes, okay, so no more soccer. Let's do something else. But too many parents, I don't know what they're doing because, you know, in one way they talk about how they want their kids to be stronger, more faster, they want them to be better. They want to get all of these other stuff. But then they never really talk to their own kids. Like, do the kids actually want to do this?
Well, I think one of our main points, again, in the new world of sports parenting and the late, great Jim Vickery, sports psychologist who shared my radio world with me in the early 90s, had some real rules for sports parents. His first rule was don't be a critic.
Yep.
And his other rule right behind it was be a good listener and understand and get a chance, you know, talking about whose goal it is. It's amazing. You know, my poster boy, I can't believe it's 12 years since Evan Lysacek, the young figure skater, grew up here. I put orthotics in his skates. He was 10 years old. And 2010, he was the Olympic gold medalist. And after the Olympics, matter of fact, it's on the website, I think still, I had his mom on the show. And I said, Tanya, how did you know whose goal it was with this talented kid? She said, you know, Dr. Bob, Evan had ice time at 6:30 in the morning. I never had to wake him up. He was always sitting in the car ready to go. I said, I can't think of a better answer than that. But, you know, the idea of communication, one of the big things that Ian Goldberg and iSport 360 has spent so much attention to has been that communication with parents and coaches, and communication again with the kids, becoming a good listener so you can become aware of the fact if they're not excited or having fun anymore, let alone if they're dealing with some sort of an injury and they're scared to admit it because, you know, they won't play. You know, Dr. Weil, if my daughter doesn't take two Advil twice a day, her ankles continue to hurt instead of backing off from that kind of intensity. And, you know, financially is another challenge, Joel, where you have kids, you know, they're looking for a scholarship, this kind of a situation, and then it again becomes, again, pressure on these kids to play. And we're going to talk more about it with Joel Franco. He's the co-founder of Chesapeake Films, and he is the creator of the exciting upcoming documentary. I'm glad he said it's just the beginning of the attention he's going to pay. Joel Franco. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review Magazine, one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We are back. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking youth sports. We're talking with Joe Franco, who is the creator of the upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, the Challenge of Youth Sports. Again, we talked a lot about it. We talked about a lot even in the beginning of wanting to pay a lot of attention to solutions. I really want to emphasize the good things that are going on with so many clubs, with so many schools, with so many organizations. But again, at the same time, understand how every expert many times continues to roll their eyes, talking about so much overkill in youth sports. Again, whether it's the scheduling or the demand on some of these kids at younger and younger ages. So, again, the challenge of educating this whole world, Joel, is one of the reasons we keep having you coming back, and the fact that, you know me, I'm trying to get a bigger and bigger role in the documentary.
And that's true.
Right.
But
you
that's
know?
What, but that's what we're kind of trying to do here, you know, with what we are doing. Because all the times we have spoken about that very problem, I would even add to the problem that we can't just educate the parents. We also have to educate the coaches. So many times they don't know. And to me, and, you know, you are a doctor, so obviously you understand this. How many coaches you know, they are doctors? So how many coaches, without any malice, of course, but how many coaches do coach the wrong things or show the wrong movement to their players?
Yeah,
and then unfortunately
this is why we always have included in the whole world of youth sports, regardless of the boy or girl's age, regardless of their level, regardless of this sport, we want safety front and center. Which means that there's responsibility with people on the sidelines or at the game. There can't be an athletic trainer at all of these different games, who are very, very aware. You know, the world of concussions, which has exploded in awareness over the past 5, 6, 7 years, and the necessity, again, of parents knowing some of these different, you know, rules, like how much is too much and what can be done. Because the only two things everybody cares about in sports medicine, really, Joel, is number one, can we prevent injuries and problems? And number two, we're indicated, can we enhance performance? And what you've added is the number three, which is it's got to be enjoyable and fun for the kids. We need to keep attention back on the kids. And this is one of the things that continues to be a big challenge, you know, the more serious the sport is. This is why we tell coaches that we want them to be familiar with the world of physical therapy, with the world of athletic training. We want them to have people around them that they can call on so they're doing things right and they're not causing more problems. You know, we don't need a volleyball team running stairs and running sprints when they're jumping 200 times a week to begin with.
Nope.
So, and this is one of the big challenges in the prodigy sports, which is a chapter in my book. You know, we tell everybody, trainers, doctors, we want kids to play different sports. We want them to use different muscles. We want them to enjoy different experiences. That's great, unless you're a gymnast or a figure skater, or even a soccer or a tennis player, where we start to see specializations very, very early. And it's another world. So sometimes we need, again, to be educated. I tell sports parents all the time, see a good physical therapist who could help you come up with the kind of strengthening and training that you need to pay attention to. And coaches really, really need to be included in this field. And there's been a lot of progress, but a lot of what you say is still the truth, where you've got bad habits multiplied consistently, again, with that magic word, which is overkill.
Completely. And, but, you know, one of the things that we want to accomplish with our project and, you know, and one of the main reasons why we have started a nonprofit for this is exactly what you just said. One of the things that we have started is exactly that. We have started a program to help parents and to help coaches
but most importantly, to educate kids into how to get stronger and better condition, but also in how to eat better, because that's also something incredibly important that most kids are not, don't have
proper nutrition. Yes,
it's huge in the whole mental game.
Huge. You know, again,
when
we talk about the ability, rest and recovery is one of the most important points that, again, is many times ignored too often, and we start running into these overuse problems.
Yeah. It's amazing to me that we still have these conversations so many years later. But for as long as people are not listening, we have to keep talking about it, you know? And that's why we started this program with two of my partners in crime with our nonprofit organization. You know, we started here in Las Vegas working with some teams, and all of a sudden people are realizing, oh, my God, you know, I did it.
You got a new wrinkle in college sports. Again, big college sports, which is, you know, kids are getting paid. You know, you have a high school quarterback signing a $1 million contract before he even gets to the University of Alabama. Totally different world. What kind of pressure is involved there, again, in the pressure of scholarships, let alone, you know, the idea of the fact that the NCAA is upside down. So these kinds of staying on top of this repetition, which is, again, trying to stay safe, you know, trying to understand that so many overuse injuries start as something that's minor, it's ignored, maybe I can push through it, I got to play tomorrow, Dr. Weil, don't you understand, my son's competing, and all of a sudden we end up with a problem that could really be much more problematic. And this idea of rest and recovery, this year-round playing of sports, is again something that needs a lot of rethinking when it comes to, you know, the women's gold medal soccer team. 75% of these gals played other sports. They didn't specialize so early. So many parents can be confused over this.
They don't understand it. They really don't understand it. And yet it's so simple. But like I said, just by having, you know, I had my son assessed the other day by professionals, you know, who are running our program. And it was just so amazing to see how one little thing that a professional can tell you is like, you know, your son favors the right, favors the left. And, you know, as a doctor.
Well, I tell you, Joe, have your son balance on one foot, have him do a partial squat, and send me the video, and we'll talk big time about enhancing performance. Joe, give me the website quickly again. People find out about the project.
Yes, they can find all the information at whereourchildrenplay.org.
Whereourchildrenplay.org. Joe Franco, the creator. And we will be keeping you all up to date. Hold on, Joe. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website. GlobalSchoolWear.com. GlobalSchoolWear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. step or two quicker, call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. We are back with the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming shows. We add a little Bob Guide of Wisdom and some emails. But before the preview, I want to mention one of my longtime friends and colleagues, John Abdo, a champion in the world of fitness, in the world of training. Recently passed away. John was the inventor of the incredibly successful Abdoer, a piece of equipment sitting down, rotating, spinning back and forth. And I'm adding Bob Guida's wisdom into this because they were both colleagues in so many of the worlds of intervention. We did a video together with the piece of foot equipment, the Dard, that Guide and I helped develop. And John Abdo went out to California in the 90s and hooked up with some incredible information or informational experts and came up with this incredible series of programs. And he had the perfect name, Abdo, because it was Abdobics, the Abdoer. It was unbelievable. One time he was on three different stations at the same time. And John was a numerous guest. Last month was the year anniversary that he was last on the show, July 2021. If you go to sportsdoctorradio.com, radio shows, you can catch that. John will be greatly, greatly missed. My colleague and teammate on the National Fitness Hall of Fame, Ida, the two of them were champions of fitness and health and wellness. Upcoming shows, we've got some great guests. Hillary Loftus, Hillary with working with our warriors, the world of hyperbaric oxygen and concussions. She will be returning. And then Linda Cutting, whose topic with children who are in the world of adoption, adopted kids. And it was interesting with sports teams, other kinds of challenges, some of the particular challenges in the world of adoption. Looking forward to that. Following week, Elizabeth Arden, she is a fiction author. She's also an expert in the areas of Goldilocks, Big Pharma, and some of those challenges. And then the relaxing therapeutic effects of sauna and far infrared energy with Phil Wilson. Where's the email? Joy says, talk about hard or soft orthotics. My son's a 13-year-old hockey player. You know, Joy, there's better words than hard or soft, and it's rigid or flexible. I, for decades, have used almost universally a hard polypropylene plastic that could be extremely flexible, that someone could run 10 miles a day in, that I've had figure skaters doing triple jumps for a million years. So we want a material that's flexible. Many times soft materials, which sound attractive, can bottom out, change their shape, lose their consistent alignment. So a much better term. And if your son's a skater, he's playing hockey, again, we've seen dramatic improvement in two areas in the world of skating, figure skating and hockey and speed skating. Reduce injuries, reduce knee problems, reduce back problems, foot and ankle problems, and everything your son does on the ice will improve. Edging, stability, stamina, pay big attention to flexible custom orthotics. Angie says, my 12-year-old daughter is playing volleyball 3-4 days a week. She's had consistent complaints, has seen a couple of different therapists and doctors with knee tendonitis, what they called Osgood-Schlatter initially because she's growing. You know, Angie, often foot mechanics are related. especially in girls, 50% of the orthotics I've prescribed, whatever the sport is, in young girls, as well as older girls, is knee trouble. Not torn ligaments. They see the orthopedic surgeon. But tendinitis, overuse syndrome. Again, Osgood Schlatter is a traction of the kneecap tendon between the kneecap and the shin bone because the bones grow so fast. The kid shoots up 4 or 5 inches in a year or two. All of a sudden, the attachment on the front of the shin bone is aggravated. See podiatry. Have your daughter's foot mechanics really, really evaluated. And with chronic knee problems that you're mentioning, I would big time look at orthotics, maybe initially throw something like Superfeet in her shoes, see how responds. But the physical therapy and the strengthening, the diagnosis is very, very important. But I got news for you, Angie. If her feet don't hurt, often the role of orthotics is missed. It's ignored. Everybody's looking at her knees. An excessive pronation, flat-type feet, famous with jumper's knee. Seniors in walking shoes, you know, it's very, very important to be in good shoes. And a good walking running shoe is something you really, really want to pay attention to. There are many great brands. New Balance, Reebok, Nike, Puma are some examples, other brands. You want to pay attention, whatever your age, that you fit properly. I mention on the sports doctor all the time, it's amazing. 40% of people are not fit properly. Often it's the width that's ignored. Or it's someone as we're getting a little bit older. You know, when I was 30 years old, I was size 9.5. Now I'm, you know, 60 and I'm a size bigger. So you want to get fit each time that you are in for new walking or running shoes. No matter what amount of money you pay for walking and or running shoes, they're perishable. So if you're walking every day or if you're a runner, I would be changing shoes a good 2 times a year. We don't have to wait till we have holes in the sole. Many times the shock-absorbing materials break down. They flatten out somewhat so we don't have the same support, so we don't have the same protection that we might have when the shoes are new. So you really, really want to pay attention to that. Again, our book is still available, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. First segment, my co-author, Hall of Fame volleyball coach and player, national team player, Sharky Zartman, Sports Parenting 101. All sorts of important information about the level, the coaching, the parenting for kids. Section 2, the sports doctor's in. We talk orthotics. We talk shoes. We talk foot mechanics. We talk alignment, all the important ingredients in trying to prevent overuse injuries, which are very, very often foot-related. Often they're shoe-related. Third section of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. By the way, great cartoons in hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And the follow-up book, we just passed our fourth anniversary. Listen to the experts, 8 different experts, nutrition, physical, mental training, coaching, parenting. The final topic in the book section is parents' perspectives, where we get some feedback from parenting the child athlete. Most of the experts and parents in the book have either been past guests of mine or have been parents of some of our top kid athletes. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Thanks, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. See you next week.